One good idea is to pick costumes that are bright in colors and made from flame retardant material. Picking a costume size that is loose enough for warm clothing to be worn underneath of the costume, but not too long to cause any tripping hazards. Masks are fun, but they can also cause vision obstruction for your children as they're out trick-or-treating. Limit any kind of accessories like pointed props, wands, swords, and knives, which can cause safety issues. While trick-or-treating, or if you have kids younger than 12, it might be a good idea to place the child's name and or a telephone number pinned to their costume in case they get separated from an adult. If your child is going alone, make sure you set some ground rules and plan on them to take a route that's familiar to them and never go alone. Staying in a large group would be best. And finally, when crossing any streets, make sure they're using the appropriate crosswalks, looking both ways before crossing. And by doing some of these things, it'll allow the trick-or-treating experience to be fun and enjoyable.